the Northwest Arkansas RC&D Council, the National Association of Resource Conservation and Development Councils, and the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service present the Strike Force Radio Program.
Rural Americans face many unique challenges. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service has developed a program to partner with rural communities and regions around the country on projects they support to promote economic growth. This radio program is part of a collaborative effort of the Northwest Arkansas RC&D, NARC and DC, and the USDA NRCS that complements the Strike Force initiative to raise awareness of the different USDA programs and assistance available to underserved producers.
Hello, my name is Joe McIntyre. I'm the Executive Director of Northwest Arkansas Resource Conservation and Development. We cover 9 counties across Northwest Arkansas. We were established in 1962 as a program of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and we are led by the Natural Resource Conservation Service. Today we're going to talk about some programs that are available to people to participate in by USDA. These programs include rural development programs, natural resource conservation programs, and then farm service agency programs, anywhere from organic crop assistance to doing conservation practices on your land, equip and WIP programs, to things that can help with building and construction and that kind of thing. Strike Force is a program that has been instituted by USDA, and the purpose is to get the information out to different communities and rural communities that need programs that have been maybe underutilized. In Arkansas, we're mostly rural, so there are people that can use these programs. You can contact your local district conservationist or any of your USDA offices, and they can assist you. Or if you have more questions, you can call me. My number is 870-715-2933.
My name is Scott Fancher. I'm the County Executive Director in Carroll County, Arkansas, for the Farm Service Agency. I also currently function as the Acting County Executive Director in Madison County, Arkansas. Madison County is one of the counties that's been designated a Strike Force County, and with the Strike Force Initiative, USDA is just trying to target and emphasize to those producers who've been traditionally underserved the programs that FSA has to offer. And so the programs that I might have to offer in Madison as a Strike Force County would be no different than I have to offer here in Carroll, which is not a Strike Force County, just that we're sort of doubling down on our efforts to make sure those people who weren't aware maybe of what FSA had to offer and had and thus designated as traditionally underserved would understand how our programs might be able to benefit them. In our Strike Force County, I think probably the greatest success story that I can think of, there's the Johnny Yang family. These folks immigrated from Laos in 1994. Moved down here from Minnesota in 2002. FFA made them their first direct loan and then a guaranteed loan. They now operate a breeder hen farm, and also between Johnny and his family, I think on about 10 acres, his 8 children, they sell at our local farmers market in Huntsville and Fayetteville and in Eureka Springs. And so you can go out there and see sort of what FSA has done for an immigrant family and made kind of the American dream be available to them. And it's always fun for us to go out there and see a family like that. And if as far as being legitimately deemed socially disadvantaged farmers, I think given their background and where they started, the Yang family is they're kind of the poster children for a success story for FSA and its outreach efforts, and hopefully through our Strike Force initiative we can reach more folks like the Yangs. First and foremost, people can always, they have access to the internet, they can go on and Google USDA FSA, and from that website they can access our loan programs. There will be fact sheets on all the programs that are available to our Strike Force initiative counties, as well as traditional ASCS or FSA participants. If they're interested in contacting people in Madison County, they certainly are always welcome to give our local USDA Service Center a call, and that number would be area code 479 738-6321. They are, of course, welcome to call me here in Carroll County in Barrowville, and that number would be area code 870-423-2638. They can certainly email me at either office and direct that email to scott.fancher@ar.usda.gov. But again, as far as a kind of a universal or global portal, FSA's main website is where I would advise people to start their search for resources that might be available in their area.
My name is Margaret Lombardier. I'm the District Conservationist for the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service for Boone and Newton Counties here in Northwest Arkansas. We work out of the field office in Harrison, Arkansas, serving again both Boone and Newton Counties. And I'm here to talk about the USDA Strike Force Initiative, particularly how we work with it with the NRCS, or the Natural Resources Conservation Service Office. NRCS can help producers prepare conservation plans that outline their goals for improving soil, water, plant, air, and wildlife habitat on their land. And what we do is we identify conservation practices to address those resource concerns. The Strike Force Initiative is targeted for working with historically underserved farmers, and typically those are farmers who are beginning farmers who've worked or farmed for less than 10 years, socially disadvantaged farmers, and limited resource farmers. If anyone feels like they qualify for this program, please contact our office and we can go over the eligibility to participate in our programs through the Strike Force Initiative. You can reach us here at the Natural Resources Conservation Service office in Harrison. We're at 402 North Walnut Street, Suite 127. You can also contact us by telephone, 870-741-8600, extension 3. And I would love to meet with anybody who would like to discuss our programs, how it can help their farm, and to see if Strike Force could work for them. Please contact me, and we can schedule a time and for a visit at our office.
We'll have more about Strike Force and its impact on the agriculture community in Arkansas after this message from the Northwest Arkansas RC&D.
The mission of Northwest Arkansas Resource Conservation and Development Council, Incorporated, is the social, economic, and environmental betterment of the rural communities in our nine-county area, which includes Baxter, Benton, Boone, Carroll, Madison, Marion, Newton, Searcy, and Washington counties. The premise of the RC&D program is that the local people know what the local people need. This makes each RC&D area unique in the scope of projects they undertake. A few of those projects include support of the Hope Continuum, energy-efficient lighting for poultry houses, assistance with Rural Development's REAP application, partnership with Buffalo National River to restore and expand natural wildlife habitat, support of hometown health improvement programs, rural fire protection program, chainsaw safety, natural hoof care for equines, renewable energy and energy efficiency, and pellet grill and pellet heat promotion, and so much more. For more information, you may contact Executive Director Joe McIntyre at 870-715-2933 or log on to NWARRCD.com.
Now, back to more perspectives on Strike Force.
My name is Ty Rowland. I'm an area specialist out of the Harrison, Arkansas Area 1 office. We serve Benton, Washington, Madison, Carroll, Newton, Boone, Baxter, Marion, Searcy, Izzard, Fulton, and Stone counties. In Northwest Arkansas, the majority of these counties being Strike Force counties. We provide out of this office housing programs and various business programs to help with the development of rural communities in our area. With our housing programs, we have a single family housing, what is called our 502 Direct Home Loan Program. which coincides with the mutual self-help program to help assist families, low-income families, in building new homes and purchasing existing homes. We also have a 504 home improvement program to assist very low-income homeowners in making house repairs with handicap accessibility. And this program also has some grant money for homeowners that are 62 and older, with there being no age limits on the loan portion of that program. You can reach our office at 870-741-8600, extension 4. And if you are interested in the intermediary relending program, which is also handled by Forge in Huntsville, again, their number is 479-738-1585. You can also contact our area director, Johnny James, by email or by contacting our office. His email is johnny.james@ar.usda.gov. You can also see a list of our programs at www.rd.usda.gov.
We're Hugh and Wilma Heber. My husband is Hugh. We live in Morningstar, Arkansas, in Searcy County. And we bought a farm, and we wanted to have a greenhouse, a big greenhouse. And we talked to the conservation office, and they said they had grants available for high tunnels. So we put in a grant for that grant, and we received it. And we got a 72 by 30 foot high tunnel, which we knew nothing about how to grow anything in it, much less put it up. But we got it up, and we have enjoyed it. We still are learning. Last year, we experimented by growing tomatoes, and that was not the most successful because they started out right, but we didn't know about how much water to give them underneath. We had plastic to protect the weeds and everything because you plant right in the ground, and so it wasn't real successful. This year, we have strawberries in there. They're looking really good, and hopefully we will get a good strawberry crop to sell to the public. We wouldn't mind, once we get this down, we probably wouldn't mind having more high tunnels where we could grow more things because you can control the environment more. And we also, because of the issue of irrigation, we received a second grant to drill a well. And we got water. We got 30 to 40 gallons of water a minute, and we are able to not only irrigate the tunnel we have, we irrigate some of the farms. So it's been very helpful to us as beginning farmers.
Through Strike Force, the Natural Resources Conservation Service is working with more farmers and ranchers than ever in communities that face persistent poverty. As a result, these producers are seeing their operations become more sustainable, while their conservation practices help promote clean air and water, healthy soil, wildlife habitat, and resistance to extreme weather events such as drought. Strikeforce now operates in over 800 rural counties, parishes, boroughs, and tribal reservations in 20 states, including Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nevada, New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and West Virginia. The USDA NRCS is committed not only to improving access to programs, but also to making USDA programs work better while enhancing the viability and profitability of small farms and ranches, beginning farmers, and socially disadvantaged farmers, as well as promoting and assisting in the development of sustainable rural communities.
Get involved with Strike Force. You can learn more about the Strike Force initiative by visiting www.usda.gov/strikeforce, or you can contact your local Resource Conservation and Development Council.